Now to the asylum seeker standoff at the Indonesian port of Merak in western Java. Around 120 Afghan asylum seekers are refusing to get off a tanker which rescued them on the weekend. An Indonesian immigration official says the asylum seekers want guarantees that they won't be sent to an Indonesian detention centre. But one of those on board told AM that the asylum seekers want to strike a deal to be sent to Australia. Indonesia correspondent Matt Brown reports.
The boat bound for Christmas Island was typical of those chosen for the journey, a low-slung old wooden vessel with a tattered Indonesian flag hanging from the back of the cabin. One of those on board, Ali Lia Kataliamini, says it was far from land when it broke down.
We saw that the boat is broken, the engine is down, the water pump is down. We didn't have any communication on that time.
Ali Lia Kataliamini believes the boat was in international waters when it ran into trouble, and that should have some bearing on the group's hopes to be sent to Australia. But he also says the boat was blown back into Indonesian waters before anyone could get a signal to call the Australian Maritime Safety Authority, AMSA. AMSA coordinated with its Indonesian counterpart, which says the boat was found adrift in the Sunda Strait, between Java and Sumatra. And that's when a tanker, en route from Australia to Singapore, came to the rescue.
The people who rescued us on this ship, they are very good people. They give us food, water, everything here on board. We were about to die, and they saved our lives.
Armed Indonesian officials sped to the tanker on an Australian-supplied patrol boat, and Ali Lia Kataliamini says they tried to force the group ashore when they docked at the port of Merak.
We saw some immigration guys and coast guards and some policemen. They tried to push us down, but the people here shouted a lot and said, "No, no, we don't want to go."
Some of the asylum seekers are now on a hunger strike, refusing to go ashore and calling for more assistance from Australia.
Right now, we want from Australia to process our claim as an asylum seeker, and we don't want to be in Indonesia.
It's a standoff reminiscent of the one in 2009, when Tamil asylum seekers en route to Australia were hauled back to Merak at the behest of then-Prime Minister Kevin Rudd. Some of them are still languishing in Indonesia, waiting for resettlement. And, just as it did then, a devilish catch-22 is developing now. The local office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees says it's asked Indonesia's Ministry for Foreign Affairs for access to the asylum seekers, and the ministry's agreed, but not until they first come ashore. Likewise, the International Organisation for Migration won't deal with them until they're on dry land, when, in any case, Indonesian immigration officials will be in charge. But Ali Lia Kataliamini says he simply can't afford to wait for years in Indonesia. He says he's a Hazara who worked as a translator for American soldiers in Afghanistan, then moved to Quetta in Pakistan. Then he paid a smuggling network $15,000 to get to Christmas Island.
My life was threatened in Afghanistan, and also my family's life was threatened in Afghanistan. And I'm the only one who can support my family financially.
The asylum seekers say they know the crew who rescued them must get back to sea and back to business, and Indonesian officials are still hopeful they'll convince the group to come ashore. But for now, there's no simple solution in sight. This is Matt Brown in Jakarta for AM.